Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, The Tempest. Episode 3, Kiss the Bottle. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, we are such stuff as dreams are made on.
Oh, once more. Farewell, Ferdinand.
I cannot be as glad as they. To them, it is all new. And yet I do rejoice. Nothing could please me more. I'll go to my spells. Much important work to be done by supper time. Though I am hungry only for revenge.
Give me your arm, Gonzalo. I am so weary.
Oh, rest here, your majesty. Compose yourself. We are all safe and will protect you.
Gonzalo, thank you.
Sebastian, come over here. Look at the king. What the tempest could not do, his grief does. Drowns him in his own tears.
He has lost more than any of us, Antonia. A son. Young Ferdinand was more precious to him than all Naples was.
Yes, yes. Wait. Do you hear that?
Only the king and Lady Gonzalo talking.
No. A sound like... I cannot tell what it was like. A voice, but not made of breath.
It was the storm's dying sigh, Antonia. Nothing more.
If you please, your majesty, be of good cheer. You have reason, we all do, to celebrate. Our ship went down, we survived. What better outcome could there be? We are grieving over something that happens all the time. Every day, some sailor's wife, some ship owner, some merchant has an excuse like ours to bemoan their luck. But think of the miracle, I mean our survival. Few out of millions can say what we can. Your wisest course is to weigh our sorrow against our good fortune.
Please, please, no more.
Antonia, to my brother King Alonso, good fortune tastes like cold porridge.
Ah, Sebastian. But His Majesty's grief counselor, that Gonzala, will not let him off so easily.
Sir, if you take every sad thought to heart, your only reward will be...
A heart attack!
Well, you took it more literally than I intended, Prince Sebastian. I meant to say heartache, which profits nothing. Therefore, my lord...
Spare me, please, Gonzala!
Well, I have done. On the other hand...
She has not done talking.
Though this island appears to be a desert, uninhabitable, almost inaccessible...
Yet? Oh, right on cue.
The air here breathes upon us most sweetly.
As if it had lungs. And rotten ones.
Or as if perfumed by a bog.
Here, everything is advantageous to life.
True. Except for the means to live.
Of that there's none. Or little.
How lush and lusty the grass looks. How green.
As a matter of fact, the ground is a dingy brown.
With a hint of green in it.
Gonzala doesn't miss much.
No, Gonzala simply misses the entire point of our situation.
But the peculiarity of it is, and this is really almost beyond belief.
As many peculiar things are that people believe.
That our garments, being as they were drenched in seawater, nevertheless retain their freshness and sheen, as if they were newly dyed rather than stained with brine. Oh. It strikes me they are as fresh now as when we first put them on in Africa at the marriage of the king's lovely daughter Clarabel to the king of Tunis.
It was a delightful wedding, and we have truly prospered on our journey home.
Tunis was never before graced with such a paragon as their new queen. Oh, not since Helen of Troy.
Did Helen come to Tunis, Antonia? I shall have to look that one up.
No, Sebastian, she means Clarabel is as beautiful as Helen of Troy.
But Clarabel went to Tunis.
I know, just as Helen went to Troy.
Shouldn't Gonzala have said Helen of Tunis?
My dear Sebastian, has something in the island air boiled your brains?
What are you all arguing about?
Oh, Your Majesty, we were talking about our garments, how they seem as fresh now as when we were in Tunis at the wedding of your daughter, who is now Queen Clarabel.
And the most gorgeous that ever came there.
Oh, excuse me, Antonia, except for Helen of Troy.
You mean of Tunis, Sebastian?
Oh, of course. Helen of Tunis.
You cram these words into my ears until I'm sick of hearing them. I never should have held the wedding in Africa. We left Tunis, and now my son is lost. And to me, at least, my daughter is too. She lives so far from Italy, I will never set eyes on her again. Oh, my son, heir to Naples and Milan, what strange fish has made its meal of you.
Sir, he may be alive. I saw him thrash the billows under him and ride upon their backs. He kept his head above the contentious waves and used his strong arms to row himself towards the shore with powerful strokes. I do not doubt that he reached land alive.
No, he is gone.
Sir, you may thank yourself for this great loss. You would not bless our Europe with your daughter, but rather coupled her with an African. The result? She is banished from your sight, which now is wet with grief because of it.
For the love of God, no more.
Dear brother, you were begged on bended knees, beseeched by all of us, to change your mind. We have lost your son, I fear, forever. The fault is all yours.
So is my loss. My dearest son.
Oh, my Lord Sebastian. All true, but lacking some gentleness and sense of when to say it. You rub the sore when you should apply the salve.
Very well.
And very surgical.
If I were settling this isle, my lord, and were king here, what would I do?
Avoid being drunk for lack of wine.
In my commonwealth, I would manage all things on the principle of opposites. I would allow no form of commerce, appoint no magistrates, book learning abolished, wealth, poverty, masters, servants, none. Contracts, wills, landed gentry, farming, vineyards, none. No work. All men idle, all. And women too, but innocent and pure, no royal privilege.
Except her own, as queen.
Gonzala ends up with a commonwealth that forgets how it began.
Treason, Antonia. Oh. Felony, sword, spear, knife, gun. I would prohibit. Nature would bring forth every kind of crop in abundance everywhere to feed my people, my innocent people.
No marrying among her subjects.
None, Sebastian. All idle. A kingdom of whores and bandits.
I would govern with such perfection, sir. It would surpass the Golden Age.
God save Her Majesty.
Long live Gonzala.
Oh, and notice this, sir.
In God's name, no more. All your talk, it's nothing to me.
I can well believe, Your Highness. I did it to provide these nobles with an opportunity to exercise their lungs, which are so sensitive and nimble that most of the time they laugh at nothing.
It was you we laughed at.
Oh, who, in the spirit of this light-hearted badinage, am nothing to you, so you may continue to laugh at nothing still.
Oh, a crushing retort.
If it had not fallen flat.
You nobles are made of strong stuff. You could lift the moon out of her orbit if she went more than a month without a change.
Now then, don't be angry.
Oh, no, I assure you. I will not allow such frivolity to trouble my peace of mind.
Rest, Gonzala. Rest, King Alonso. And dream of calm seas and soft breezes.
You laugh me to sleep. Oh, I am very drowsy.
Your sleep will laugh.
Look at her. All of a sudden asleep. I wish my eyes, when they close, would shut my thoughts up, too.
I find they are inclined to do so.
If it please you, Alonso, my brother, do not resist that feeling when it comes over you. It seldom visits sorrow, but when it does, it is a comforter.
Sebastian and I will guard your person and keep you safe while you take your rest, Your Majesty.
Thank you. Amazing how heavy they...
A strange drowsiness possesses them.
Something about the climate. Come over here, Sebastian. I have something to tell you. And be careful not to disturb their slumber.
Are you hard at work writing a novel or short story? If so, there's a podcast we'd like to tell you about. Listen to the Reading and Writing Podcast today for writing tips from New York Times bestselling writers and successful indie published authors. With 800 episodes, there are interviews with writers of every genre and style. Listen today at www.readingandwritingpodcast.com and get writing.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
What? It's so heavy. My master is a veritable fiend. May all the infections that the sun sucks up from bogs, marshes, puddles fall on Prospero, that he makes me work day and night for him. Sweep, clean, cook, make fires, chop wood, no sleep. The demons he commands can hear me, and yet I cannot help but curse. No matter. They'll not jab me, frighten me, unless he tells them to. But they are set on me for every trifle. Sometimes like apes that grin and chatter at me, then bite me. Or like hedgehogs that curl up in my path as I go barefoot, bristling their spines where I walk. Look now. Oh, look. Here comes one of his devils to torment me for bringing in wood too slowly. I'll fall flat. My cloak. I'll pull my cloak over me. Perhaps he will not notice me then. Here goes.
A watery island indeed. Is there no end to this bog? Every step I take, it sucks me in. No shelter here at all against the weather. No bush, no shrub, and another storm brewing. And that black cloud, that huge one, looks like a foul beer keg. That same cloud cannot help but come down in pailfuls. What's this covered by a cloak? What have we here? A man or a fish? Dead or alive?
Oh, a fish. Yeah, he smells like a fish. A really ancient and fishy smell. A kind of, not of the freshest, herring. Strange. If I were in England now, as once I was, and had a poster of this fish, every fool on holiday would pay good money to look at it. Any strange beast there makes your fortune. I'll look under his cloak. Let's see now. Got legs like a man. Fins like arms. Warm. Amazing. This is no fish, but an islander recently struck by lightning. Oh no. Oh dear. Here comes the storm again. My best hope is to creep under his cloak. No other shelter hereabouts. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows.
Hey now, move over!
This is some devilish new form of torment! Snoring me to death!
I shall no more to see. Here shall I die ashore.
That's a really nasty tune to sing at a man's funeral.
Ah. The sailor, the swabber, the bosun, and I, the gunner and his mate, loved Maud, Mary, Marion, and Marjorie, but none of us cared for Kate, for she had a tongue with a tang. Would cry to a sailor, go hang. She loved not to savor of tar nor of pitch, yet a sailor might scratch her wherever she did itch. Then to sea, boys, and let her go hang. That's a nasty tune, too, but here is my comfort.
Get your foot out of my mouth! Now this cunning devil will stifle me with his rancid fumes!
What is this? This is some four-legged island monster hiding here. Where the devil could he learn our language?
No torments, please!
Look at this! A strange, horrible thing with four legs, one blanket, and it speaks? I, Stefano, butler in chief to King Alonso of Naples, have not escaped drowning to be terrorized by your four legs. I'll give him some tonic if I can save his life and keep him tame and get to Naples with him. He's a present for any emperor that ever tried on calf's leather. Here's his head.
For pity's sake, don't torment me. I'll bring my wood home faster.
Oh, he's shaking all over. He's delirious. He shall have a taste from my bottle. If he never had wine before, it would go far towards curing his seizure. If I can save his life and keep him tame, the sky's the limit on his price. There, there. Be a good boy. Open your mouth.
No.
Here is something to loosen your tongue, beast. Open your mouth.
Good.
I should know that voice. It sounds like... No, he's drowned.
And these are devils. Oh, save us!
Four legs and two voices? What a delightful monster. His front voice is for being nice to his friends. His rear voice is for curses and insults. If it takes my whole bottle of wine, I'll set him to rights. Come.
Yes, yes, more.
Stefano?
Talking to me? Other mouth? God help me! No! This is a devil, not a monster! I'm gone!
Stefano, if you are Stefano, touch me. Speak to me. It's Trinculo. Don't be afraid. Your good friend Trinculo. Help me up!
If you're Trinculo, come out of there! I'll pull you by the lesser legs. Steady now. If any of the legs are Trinculo's, these are the ones! Stefano! Trinculo!
Don't spin me around.
Trinculo! It's you! It's really you! How did you come to be farted out of this freak of nature? Get it, poop Trinculos?
I thought he had been killed by a thunderbolt. But Stefano, aren't you drowned?
I hope you're not drowned. Are you alive, Stefano? Oh, Stefano! Two Neapolitans escaped!
Don't spin me around! For God's sake, my stomach's a bit wobbly.
These are glorious beings. Just let them not be demons. That's a fine divinity. He brings liquor from heaven. I will kneel to him.
How did you survive, Trinculo? Swear by this bottle and tell me how you got here. Ooh. I escaped on a barrel of wine. Here, Trinculo, kiss the bottle and swear how you escaped.
Swam ashore, man, like a duck. I can swim like a duck, absolutely.
You may be able to swim like a duck, but you drink like a fish.
Oh, Stefano, do you have any more of this?
The whole barrel, man. My cellar is in a rock at the shore. I hid my wine there.
I'll swear on that bottle to be your faithful subject. The contents are not of this world. Let me drink more of that, my master. Did you not descend from heaven?
Straight from the moon. I tell you no lie. Once upon a time, I was the man in the moon.
I've seen you up there, and I worship you.
Come, swear to that. Kiss the bottle. I'll top it up presently with a fresh supply. Swear.
Good Lord! This is a very simple-minded monster who'll believe anything. Poor thing. The man in the moon.
Good work, monster. Really good work.
I'll show you every fertile inch of this island. I will kiss your foot. Please, be my god.
Come on, then, misbegotten giant. On your knees and swear.
I'll die laughing. Look at this puppy-brained monster. I could find it in my heart to beat him.
I swear. I'll show you the best springs, pick berries for you, I'll fish for you, and get you all the wood you want. Ah, damnation, take the tyrant that I serve. I'm done with fetching sticks for him. I'll follow you, you wondrous man.
A most ridiculous monster. To make a wonder out of a poor drunkard like Stefano.
If it please you, let me take you where apples grow. I'll dig up truffles with my long nails and show you a blue jay's nest and teach you how to snare a marmoset. They're hard to catch. I'll bring you to bunches of hazelnuts, and sometimes I'll get you fresh scallops in the rocks. Will you go with me?
Oh, yes. Please, now. Lead the way and no more talking. Trinculo. The king and all who set sail with us being drowned, we will inherit this place. Here, carry my bottle. Master Trinculo. We'll top him up again by and by.
Farewell, master! Master, farewell!
A howling monster! A drunken monster!
Not one more net I'll cast for fish. Not one more log I'll haul for fire. Not one more plate or one more dish. I'll scrape to scape my master's ire. Ban, ban, Caliban. Has a new master, be a new man. Freedom, holiday, holiday, freedom, holiday, freedom!
And I'm the one who will govern this island. Good old monster, lead the way.
Your rule is done, Prospero. You've met your match.
The Play On podcast series, The Tempest, was written by William Shakespeare and translated into modern English verse by Kenneth Cavender. All episodes were directed by Andy Wolk. The cast is as follows. Prospero, J.O. Sanders. Miranda, Kim Wan. Ariel and Juno, Kuhu Verma. Caliban, Greg Mascala. Ferdinand, Greg Cuyar. Alonzo, Kevin Kilner. Antonia, Jordan Baker. Sebastian, Anthony Cochran. Gonzala, Marianne Plunkett. Stefano, Brent Jennings. Trinculo, Barzin Akavan. Bosun, Ceres, and others, Paco Tolson. Iris, Nancy Rodriguez. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle CSA, and Ada Karamanian. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Original music by Lawrence Schrag. Music editor, Miles Bergsma. Sound design and mix by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcast is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, The Tempest, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcasts.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Hear more about Play On Shakespeare podcast series by subscribing to Play On Premium at ncpodcasts.com, where you'll find interviews with artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, we are such stuff as dreams are made on.
Hi, this is Sally Cade Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Next Chapter Podcasts.